dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And today the Lord sent by Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks two gifts to the body of Christ. His gifts are in people. And they operate in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit gifts as given to us in 1 Corinthians 12. And they operate in a level. When I first came in, 1967 April, that's the first time I saw Papa and Mama. Goodman, and saw them manifest and move in tongues and interpretation. And then, of course, all through the years, I saw that. And it was like the benchmark of how that should operate. Right. And we've been talking about how the services were in Pop and Mama Goodman's church and how things were holy and they were kept clean. And people knew they needed to do that to have the best and highest gifts. And you told us of an incident, but I tell you where I'm kind of led right now, and we'll make sure we get that in.
Okay.
There was a Baptist preacher by the name of John Osteen.
Yeah.
And do you know the story about him coming over there? Can you tell that story? Now, people out there, you may not know Brother John Osteen, but you probably know Joel Osteen.
Yeah. Yes.
And Joel Osteen is the son of John and Dodie.
Right.
And John Osteen was a Baptist preacher, I think in Houston, right? Had a church there. So you all tell me about John Osteen's story and how he connected with Papa and Mama Goodman. I believe he came by their house.
Right. He was it Ward?
Effie Ward.
Effie Ward brought him to Mom and Dad's house. And he said he was questioning him about the Goodwins. And he said his statement was, if they tell me that the sun's coming up in the west, he said, I'm going out there to look for it. And so he came in and they prayed with him.
They brought this preacher.
Baptist preacher who had been, had a large church there in Houston, First Baptist Church. And he began to study and read the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I think he had a daughter that was
Lisa.
Lisa, yes.
Yeah, she was born with palsy. I'm not sure exactly what it was.
No, I'm not sure. I can't remember now.
But, yeah.
But anyway, he began to search the Word of God for a healing for his daughter. And he went through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You probably heard him say, well, I remember hearing him say it. And so we called him Few.
Yeah.
He came and brought this Baptist pastor to their house, and they prayed with him, and he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He came to First Assembly for about 2 years.
He attended there?
He attended there. To learn and to set under the workings of the Holy Spirit, his family, and he came. And
well, one of the things that happened was when he began to tell this Baptist congregation about healing, they weren't too enamored with his testimony, and so they politely invited him to leave. And he said he could just see his house and his car going out the window. And of course, you know, he's grabbing at straws and trying to find some solid ground to stand on. Well, F.E. Ward was in full gospel business, man, and he knew a lot of people. And so he got John some places to preach. Now, I have four messages that John preached at First Assembly. And one day I went to Lakewood.
Was this after he'd received the Holy Ghost?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. He came by the Goodman's house, received the Holy Ghost, and then preached there.
Dad let him preach, and I've got four messages that John preached at First Assembly. We went to Lakewood a few times, and I went on the back dock and waited for Dodie because I had the reel-to-reel from when he preached there that Dad recorded, and I had some cassette tapes, and I think I made a CD. But anyway, I waited for Dodie, And she came up on the dock, and she knew who I was. She said, "Hi, Don." And of course, the security people were going diligently through the stuff that I had in the bag to find out if I had a bomb. And so and this hadn't been that long ago. Well, they were still in the old building. And John had passed away. And so anyway, I said, "Dodie," I said, "here's four messages that John preached at First Assembly." And I said, "I don't think any of your people have ever heard him preach this way, because he was a wild man back then." And so she said, "No," she said, "but they will hear it if." And I said, I gave her the reel to reel and everything, and Dodie continued to go to First Assembly for 2 years, brought the kids there, and John preached those four messages there. And of course, we had a lasting fellowship and relationship all those years. But, you know, it was at the end of the Goodwin's ministry, there were probably 50 visitors a month that were coming through our church there in Pasadena, because people are really hungry for the move of the Spirit. They're hungry for God, yes. But they really want to. They want to have something in their life, because there is absolutely nothing that can compare. And yes. We're encouraging people all the time, even when we go out of the country. Our whole focus is on seeing people filled with the baptism yes. of the Holy Ghost. You know, when those 120 were baptized in the Holy Ghost in the upper room, and they came out of that room, it says cloven tongues of fire that lit on the top of them, and we always tell people, and it says they all spoke with tongues, right. A-double-L. And when they walked out of there, there were people there that, of all languages and nations, and they said, some of them speak in tongues, they all spoke with tongues. He said, yes. How is it that we hear all of these speak in our own language? Yes. And I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing to go to heaven with, is to be filled with the Spirit. Now, I'm going to give you a quick scripture, and I'm not going to make anything out of this, but you just examine and see what the Lord says to you. It says, "If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, by that same Spirit, he shall also quicken your mortal body." Yes. Now, you got to figure out where you're going when that mortal body is quickened. But I know yeah. where I'm going
yes.
if the same Spirit that raised Christ
Absolutely.
From the dead dwells
Amen.
In me.
Absolutely.
And sola dando la sacara bete. Tel soprende nemici cara basiti. Foto fore besta habre ipra asocore mende.
Servant, be diligent to give those things and to tell those things that bring glory to me, because there is coming a day when all shall give an account, and they shall stand before me. And some I will say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." Others I will say, "That I have prepared a place for you, that where I am you might be also, and enter in to my rest." So be diligent to know that there are those that need to hear those things that pertain to salvation and the day of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, Amen. I
you
never
know
heard
the,
that before.
You know, the first church and every member of it was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
That was a Bible plan. All. Every member of that church was
Ooh,
baptized in the Holy
I
Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Yep. Glory to God.
Yeah. Everybody in that church, I don't know of anyone that went to that church that was not filled with the Holy Ghost, that did not pay their tithes,
oh.
did not honor God. Oh, yeah. Dad said when he first came there, he checked and looked at the things, the books or whatever, and saw that how many?
98% of the people in First Assembly
paid their tithes. But Dad taught, in a manner, he taught that it was profitable to pay your tithes. Then he will rebuke the devourer for our sakes. There's blessings in paying your tithes and giving to God. It's not just an obligation, it's a duty. It's life, because with that comes the blessings of God, and we can come before God and bring a righteous life to him. And God honors that. It's not works. It's just It's just our reasonable, it's just obedience and our reasonable service.
Right. Now, the word of the Lord that just came, we need to pay some attention to that.
I think so.
And
I wish we.
He, there is a day when the church, we don't go to the white throne judgment, but we do go to the judgment seat of Christ.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there is an accounting. I remember Brother Hagin said to me one time, I live my life in constant thinking of that moment when I will stand before Christ and answer for this ministry. And so there is an accountability. We're getting close. Jesus is coming soon.
Yes.
Very, very soon.
Amen.
And praise the Lord.
I can tell you that anytime you hear anything in the Spirit where the Lord uses the phrase, the day of the Lord, you better open your ears because that day is not too far down the road. And I went through a period when I was given interpretations to messages, Beverly's or whoever gave a message in tongues. I had a friend that was staying with us that was in Bible school. In fact, he went to Rhema for a year. And every interpretation that I gave for almost a year had the phrase in it, the day of the Lord. And it concerned me. And I sought the Lord about it, you know, and I thought, am I consciously doing this? And so consciously, I tried to not say that when I gave a message in tongues, and it didn't work.
You don't get to edit, that's what he told me one time.
Thank you.
Right.
That's a good phrase. You don't get to edit what the Spirit comes. When you give something in the Spirit, and I can tell you what, I don't know if you, I wish that we could do a playback, because I tell you what, there was something in that message that just came that we really need to take.
We definitely will get that typed off.
We need to take note of, because yes, we're living in that day.
We're living in that day.
Right.
And it's a serious time that we live in.
It's a serious time that we live in, and it is a time, it's the Holy Ghost that's going to change us from glory to glory into His image.
Exactly.
So it is a time when we absolutely must let the Holy Ghost come to the front in our lives, yes, in our ministry, in our church services.
Amen. Exactly.
But also out in the marketplace as well.
Absolutely.
But it's not a time when you say, well, we're going to be seeker friendly and we're not going to have any manifestations of the Holy Ghost except on Thursday nights.
God forbid.
Not Sunday mornings. They don't have Sunday nights much anymore. But Thursday night, then that's when we'll let Him speak. Oh, Father.
Mm. Yeah.
I remember, just like we've been sitting here, and Sister Goodwin would say, the Holy Ghost wants to say something. The Holy Ghost wants to say something. He wants to say something all the time.
Yes.
And you cannot relegate Him to Thursday nights.
Exactly.
Or you won't have anything. Then no, you'll just mainly have, I think, people kind of moving out of their own soul.
Right.
Soulish area. Brother Hagin said you can do things that you used to do in the Spirit. Then you can learn how to do them and manufacture them in the soulish area.
Right. I believe that.
So we want the real.
So true.
Spirit of God. We'll be back tomorrow. You be sure to be with us. This is Billy Brim and the Davises coming to you today from Prayer Mountain. This is Don and Beverly Davis. You want to know more about them, we'll put them up on our webpage, billybrim.org. Shalom until tomorrow.